Recipe lines up bankers for IPO. IT sneezes, realty catches a cold. It's raining checks for deep tech startups. Meaty amendments trigger tech industry pushback.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with Razorpay. The company is inching closer to the Dal Street. It has shortlisted most picked for the syndicate. More banks could be added later if required. The issue is expected to be a mix of primary and secondary shares, and early estimates suggest the size could exceed $700 million. Timelines are still being worked out, but the IPO prep process has formally begun. Now, from fintech to IT, and it's been a turbulent week in the markets. The Nifty IT index has fallen sharply for the third time and 4.6% on Jan 30 for the sector since March 2020. Analysts say the sell-off reflects growing concerns that artificial intelligence could alter the labor-led growth model of Indian IT services. There is increasing focus on productivity-linked pricing, automation ratios, and smaller teams in client contracts. Despite these fears, industry analysts remain bullish on the sector's long-term business opportunity, citing that short-term weakening will only expose the low-value services that will get replaced by automation, but initially triggered by and was compounded by stronger US jobs data, which lowered expectations of near-term rate cuts. The impact was not limited to tech stocks. The Nifty Realty Index fell about 4%, with Prestige Estates, DLF, and Godrej Properties among those declining. Analysts point out that IT professionals form a key buyer base for urban housing, so hiring concerns in tech often ripple into real estate. Meanwhile, deep tech funding is showing renewed momentum. Startups such as Exponent Energy, Caligo Technologies, Cosmic, and Sanyak Space are lining up fresh rounds from investors like 361, Axel, South Park Commons, and Avana Capital. Now, some details here. Exponent Energy is in talks to raise $22 to $28 million to expand its EV charging infrastructure. Caligo Technologies is raising $10 million for semiconductor R&D. Cosmic is looking at $1.5 to $3 million for space-based optical communications. And Sanyak Space is set to raise $2 million for low Earth orbit satellite technology. Government policy has also played a role. The eligibility window for deep tech startups has been extended to 20 years from incorporation, and the 1 lakh crore rupee R&D RDI fund is encouraging more investor participation. According to Traction data, deep tech startups raised $600 million in the first half of FY26, up 53% year on year, even though the number of deals fell, suggesting larger check sizes. Now, in policy news, tech companies and industry bodies are preparing to write to the Ministry of Electronics and IT over recent amendments to the IT rules. So the new rules cut the compliance window for removing unlawful content from 36 hours to 3 hours. They also introduce a framework for regulating synthetically generated information, requiring platforms to identify and label AI-generated content that could mislead users. Industry executives say some of these provisions were not part of the earlier consultation draft and could increase compliance burdens. There are concerns that the three-hour window may lead to precautionary takedowns to avoid regulatory risk. And finally, a marketing move that caught a lot of attention during the T20 World Cup. Now, instead of joining the expensive race to feature on the Indian cricket jersey, Flipkart has opted for a far more economical route. The Walmart-owned e-commerce company has signed on as the title sponsor of the Namibia men's cricket team during the ongoing T20 World Cup, and the deal cost them just 1 crore. Now, for context, Apollo Tyres recently secured the title sponsorship for the India team for 579 crores. Flipkart spend works out to roughly 0.7% or 0.17% of that amount. Namibia is placed in Group A alongside India, USA, Netherlands, and Pakistan. That grouping significantly increases the chances of visibility during high viewership matches connected to India's fixtures. Even at a minimum, Namibia is guaranteed multiple appearances during the tournament, translating into repeated global broadcast cost. The timing is also notable. This comes during an off-season period for e-commerce companies when large-scale festive marketing campaigns are not underway. Attaching its international team at a fraction of the traditional sponsorship cost, Flipkart has secured consistent screen presence without participating in the high-value bidding wars typically associated with Indian cricket sponsorships. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.